If he had his way, President Biden would see more people driving electric vehicles. It's a key part of his infrastructure plan. But this weekend, he faces a choice that could alter the future of the country's electric vehicle industry and the fate of a key city in politically crucial Georgia. Johnny Kaufman of member station WABE explains.
Back in the early 1900s, the leaders in a city northeast of Atlanta decided they wanted their home to be known for capitalism and business. So they changed the name to Commerce. When Clark Hill was elected mayor in 2011, he tried to make sure the city lived up to its name, and he's still working at that.
Well, there's a massive construction site here. There are several million square feet of space. I think each one of these buildings may be like 2.5 million square feet.
Clark is looking out at a towering gray factory building and the steel skeleton of another under construction. These are factories for the lithium-ion batteries used in electric vehicles. They're owned by the South Korean company SK Innovation.
Because this plant, what's really cool about it is this plant is going to serve basically the Western Hemisphere of the world.
But even with this huge and growing market for batteries, Hill is still worried about the future of these factories in his city.
I hope that, you know, we don't see everything coming to a screeching halt.
He's worried because SK Innovation has suggested they might leave the U.S. after a tough ruling from the U.S. International Trade Commission. It ruled against SK Innovation in a case over trade secrets because the company destroyed sensitive documents. The company says it was just routine and they didn't destroy anything relevant. But the Trade Commission ruled that except for some deals SK already struck, it can't make batteries in the U.S. for a decade. Even with the intense political divisions in Georgia right now, Republicans and Democrats have found common cause. They want to save these factories.
We have a massive $2.6 billion battery plant that's under construction right now in Commerce, Georgia.
Democrat Raphael Warnock brought up the battery factories during a meeting last month of the Senate Commerce Committee. Warnock is worried the ruling could cost 2,600 clean energy jobs for Georgia.
This would be one of the largest economic investment projects on this core in Georgia's history and, a severe punch in the gut, if you will, for the folks who were counting on those jobs, not to mention President Biden's own goals.
Biden has the power to reject the Trade Commission ruling before a deadline on Sunday. And Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp wrote a letter to Biden asking him to do just that. The livelihoods of thousands of Georgians are now in your hands, Kemp said. The White House didn't respond to a request for comment by deadline. Sam Abu El Samid is an analyst at Guidehouse Insights, and he thinks Biden should let the ITC ruling stand.
If Biden overturns the ITC ruling, then that is basically saying, yeah, it's okay to misappropriate trade secrets.
Even though the ITC didn't rule SK was guilty of stealing trade secrets, just destroying potential evidence, Abu El Samid worries overturning the Trade Commission's ruling would stifle innovation in the U.S. Just what it will take to develop cheaper batteries that last longer so more people will buy electric vehicles, like Biden wants. Abu El Samid says even if SK Innovation leaves the U.S., there's so much demand for batteries that another company would take over those factories in Commerce.
They're going to be churning out batteries in the next couple of years, and they will continue to churn out batteries for the foreseeable future. I would not be particularly concerned if I was a local official in that city.
Still, Mayor Hill doesn't want to take a chance.
There's a lot at stake here, not just for our community, but for the Southeast and also for redefining who we are as America. You know, if we want to do this clean energy thing and decrease our dependency on fossil fuels, I mean, this is the way to do it.
No matter what Biden decides, there will be risks for the relatively young electric vehicle industry still just getting off the ground. For NPR News, I'm Johnny Kaufman in Commerce, Georgia.